You're listening to Weekend Edition on Michigan Radio.
The second banana is actually on top if we consider the frequency of the phrase.
That's what they say. Good morning. I'm Rebecca Kruth. With us now is University of Michigan English professor Ann Curzan. Hey there, Ann.
Hello.
This kind of got me thinking about bananas and Josephine Baker and her banana skirt and, of course, the song, Yes, We Have No Bananas. I think all of that is from the 20s. It sort of seemed like bananas were having a moment there.
But I think bananas are still having a moment. We can go bananas. And, of course, bananas also have some taboo meanings that have some currency, which we're not going to go there.
They make frequent appearances in my cereal bowl.
But this phrase, top banana, was brought to my attention by a friend of mine who said that he loved the etymology coming from theater. And I wanted to nod wisely at that moment, like I knew that piece of information. But in fact, I did not know that piece of information. So I went and did my homework. And in fact, from all we can tell, this is theater slang, mostly in the United States. And originally it meant the leading comic in a burlesque entertainment. Now, that wouldn't make any sense unless something was happening in a comedy routine with bananas, which, from what we can tell, does seem to have been the case. People have been out sleuthing around trying to figure out how early we can date this. The earliest citation we have so far is 1947, where we get top banana as well as first and second banana. Do you use any of those expressions?
I don't think I do. I feel like I've heard people use them, but I'm more likely to say something like second fiddle.
Which would mean much the same thing. And second fiddle goes back to at least the early 19th century. That one is older. With top banana, the Oxford English Dictionary has their first one, 1948. So obviously people have predated that now. The quote in the Oxford English Dictionary actually puts top banana in quotes and explains it in parentheses as burlesque for comic. And the quote in the OED is, Joey was a top banana, parenthetical, burlesque for comic, at a time when A&C, which was short for Abbott and Costello, were second and third bananas. And we have a 1958 article in the New York Times that dates the phrase top banana back to 1927 and describes a routine in which you have three comedians trying to share two bananas. And from that, you have one person is the top banana and one is the second banana. At this point, for those of us who use top banana and second banana, you can use it in many other contexts. So I will hear it in the workplace where people are like, oh, I'm just the second banana, or I'm playing second banana to so-and-so. When you're not running the meeting, you're just there providing backup. Now, what was interesting to me was when we looked at frequency of the phrase top banana and second banana, second banana is actually much more common than top banana.
Oh, the irony.
That's exactly right. And so we seem to want to talk about second bananas more often, or we have other ways to talk about the top banana.
Second banana is the new top banana, sounds like.
I cannot believe how many times we've said banana in the last 4 minutes.
It's bananas. Thanks so much, Anne.
Have a good Sunday.
Ann Curzan is a professor of English at the University of Michigan. We look at the evolution of language every Sunday morning here on Weekend Edition. If you can't always catch us on Sunday, you can subscribe on iTunes. Just search for That's What They Say. And if you have a question about our ever-changing language, email us at language@michiganradio.org.